Can you guys make heads or tails out of this stuff with Dr. Conrad Murray, who has come out and basically said, I don't know if y'all saw this. He said he and Michael were really close. He says, we are so tight. He says, I would hold his penis for him. In a bizarre rambling interview with the Daily Mail, Murray says, you want to know how close we were? He says, I held his penis every night to fit a catheter because he was incontinent at night. Murray went on to say he wore dark trousers all the time because, you know, he would always, you know, drip hours after he was in the restroom. He says, Michael didn't know how to put on a condom, so I had to do it for him.
What grown man does know how to put a condom on?
Well, the point is, what is he, why is he, there's a lady, hold on, sweetheart, let me put this on for him.
Yeah.
What's the way? Hey, I want your take. 1-877 Parshow. Call me now.
Since my mom joined my social network, things have been interesting.
Baby, how have you been?
Good, just studying.
Well, your polls say you've been out all night with your friends.
At McDonald's, studying. They have free Wi-Fi.
Oh, well, that's more like it.
Free Wi-Fi. Just one of the ways we're helping serve the neighborhood's appetite for success. McDonald's, deeply rooted in the community.
Hey, what does IDK mean?
I don't know.
Nobody knows.
The simple joy of staying in touch. At participating McDonald's.
Be grateful.
This Thanksgiving, one holiday movie will inspire you. Amaze you.
2,000 years ago, now the angels sound the horn.
And bring you to your feet. Forrest Whitaker, Angela Bassett, Tyrese Gibson, Jacob Lattimore, Mary J. Blige, Nasir Jones, and Jennifer Hudson. Black Nativity, rated PG. Some material may not be suitable for children. Everywhere Wednesday. Soundtrack available now on RCA Inspiration.
What is your take on Dr. Conrad Murray? He's out now, right? Then they let him out?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
After 2 years.
And basically saying that he and Michael were close, that he used to hold his penis for him all the time. And he said that Michael killed himself, gave himself propofol,
yeah.
Gave it to him too fast,
yeah.
Which caused him to go into, because that's like a drip thing.
Yeah.
Right.
And caused him to go into cardiac arrest. We don't know for a fact, but that is plausible.
Definitely.
It's definitely possible.
It's plausible.
Yeah, that's why you, and when you go through for surgery or whatever, you have the anesthesiologist right there to monitor you and give right. it to you as you need it.
Exactly. But why didn't he say any of this during the trial?
Did they
not? Did he testify?
Not,
did he
not
even
all
testify?
Of this crazy stuff he's saying now.
But wait a minute. Oh, I don't remember him testifying, yeah. Did he?
But it didn't come out.
I thought he did say Michael gave it to himself.
Yeah, he did.
Well, he said that, but I mean, not all this crazy stuff.
Hey, good morning. Hello. Why would this come
Hi,
out?
Hi, how are you?
Yes. Give me your take.
Yes, I believe the stories, only because this is not the first time that bizarre stories of that nature has surfaced. You know, while he was living in the past from other doctors, I do recall reading, you know, similar stories of bizarre situations with Michael Jackson before.
Really?
So it's the consistency. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, who puts on a condom for you, and who's there to put it on for who?
Wait a minute.
Well, you know, then again, it's Michael Jackson. I mean, you know.
There's something weird going on there. I don't get that. You know? What do he need to put on a condom?
And how? Or, why is he close by when Michael needs the condom?
What is that for?
Good morning. Hello.
Yo.
Yes, your comment, please.
Yeah, it seems a little suspect, man. Well, I don't think another grown man would allow another grown man to put a condom on him. You know what I'm saying? That's like, who's holding it and who's rolling it down? That's kind of crazy. Yeah.
And what does it say about Dr. Conrad Murray? So can we believe anything he's saying? Because, I mean, I don't know. If somebody asked you to do that, would you be like, hey, dude, nah, I'm not going to be able to.
But if Michael was on drugs, I thought he would be in a relaxed state. Could you even be able to put a condom on?
Yeah, that's true. Good morning. Hello.
Yeah, I think that I believe it's true. I think that Michael was probably bisexual. Maybe he was putting on the condom from Dr. Murray.
I don't know. I would think if, you know, and forgive me for this, I would think that Michael wouldn't be the... Then again, he could be. He could be the, you know...
What?
The guy that, you know...
Oh,
I don't know what you mean.
Like the top.
You know?
Oh.
I don't know. Dr. Murray would know that, I think. Good morning. Hello.
Hi, Russ. My name is Kimberly. I'm calling about the bizarre,
yes. What is
crazy
story. What is your take on that?
You know what? Let me tell you something. Conrad Murray has milked his 15 minutes of fame, and it's long overdue to be told the truth. You know what? He is one sick, sick man. Yeah. And shame on the Daily Mail and shame on 60 Minutes now even given any attention to this attention whore. Yeah. You know what? Michael's dead and gone. All these stories have been floating around about him for the past 5 years and practically all of Michael's life. Yep. Let this man rest in peace.
Right.
Give Mrs. Jackson the peace that she deserves. Not only is she raising his children, but look at the trash that she has gone through his whole life.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point.
Tweet.
Twitter agrees with her. Tanya Warren 7 says, it sounds like the doc is setting himself up for a book. Let's see. Tony T. Hinn says, Dr. Murray's trying to embarrass Michael and the Jackson family. I don't put any stock in his confession. And Sweet Tower says he should have kept that to himself. Now he just sounds like a perv.
Yeah.
And he does.
Now he's going to put himself out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, like, what know? Are you doing?
Good morning. Hello.
Good morning, Russell family. How y'all doing?
All right. Hey. What's your take on this, man?
I think it's true because I don't know no other grown man that's going to admit to catching a man's junk on a consistent basis.
Well, if he's a doctor, you know.
Yeah, I think doctors see things differently. Like, they don't see the anatomy like we see the anatomy.
Yeah. Good morning. Hello.
Hi. I just wanted to make a comment about the condom.
Yes.
There are condom catheters.
Ah, we were wondering about that.
Yeah.
What he was talking about was putting on a condom catheter for him.
Then why would that be a big deal? Why wouldn't he do it? If he's his doctor and Michael's drugged, or why wouldn't he?
But the way this story was written,
it could be more inflammatory, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, the way this story was written is that, but would a patient, you sound like you might be in the medical field, would a patient be required to put on their own condom catheter?
Yes, if they're awake and alert, yeah, they could put their own one on. I would rather put my own on instead of having someone put it on if I could do it.
But in the story,
it's not a hard thing to do.
In the story, it sounds like it's in two different places.
Yes.
Like in one place, he says, you know, I had to put the catheter in his penis. And then another one, he says, I had to put a condom on him. And quoting him, he doesn't say a condom catheter. It's
right.
Like he's trying to say.
And maybe they left that out in the story because
that
would make sense.
Yeah.
But I'm glad you clarified that. Or this guy insinuated something else.
Yeah.
You know?
Sounds like to me Dr. Murray was trying to insinuate something else.
Yes. And I actually think that, yeah, he's probably getting ready to write a book because he can't practice.
Yeah.
I mean, who's going to hire him? Who's going to go make an appointment to see him?
Right?